The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Did you know that you have a key to a better life right inside of you? Everybody has a spiritual connection that, once unlocked, can lead to a healthier, wealthier, and happier life. Welcome to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul, with your host, Amanda Romania. Together, we'll tap into this valuable spiritual resource. Come join us. Now, here is Amanda Romania.
Hello, and welcome to Akashic Therapy for the Soul, with me, your host, Amanda Romania. And I'm talking to you from here in Sedona, Arizona. Last week, we looked at the Akashic Records in relations to love and soul contracts and those soulmates. This week, I would love to share with you who you could encounter when you step into these Akashic Records that your soul holds in your life between lives. I'll be featuring an interview with Kim Jones, who was a Hollywood agent to the amazing Whitney Houston. And now she's completing her memoir, How to Save Your Soul, Living in the World of Rock and Roll. After that, I'll be answering those emails and giving some short Akashic Oracle readings. So feel free, you can connect with me at any time by email, akashictherapist@gmail.com or amanda@amandaromania.com. And if I can't reply to them on the show, I always reply in person. So please connect. So today's topic, life between lives and the Akashic Records. What is all that about? Well, here's my personal take on this. If we imagine that we are made from energy, our soul is the energy life pulse switch. When our physical body dies, this energy dies as well. But what it also does is it leaves like a magnet and it flows back to the central source. I try to describe this central source as the space simply as the area where souls recycle themselves. And sometimes just knowing this actually gives great comfort as we begin to understand that we all go somewhere when we pass on from this world. Through my extensive Akashic therapy sessions, I found that you can go to an area in which the soul creates life lessons, contracts, and karma that you will have in the next lifetime. And you can visit this space in order to make sense of your role and destiny here upon the earth and within the universe. Currently, when souls return to earth and they incarnate, they typically forget previous lives, although some do remember. For me, simply knowing that these records exist and having this as a recall was my big awakening to a new consciousness. Now, with the advances in spiritual teaching, more and more people are remembering their truth and how amazing the universe is and all the energies they have around them that they can work with. My first ever Life Between Lives session as a student was incredible. And this was a time in my life when I was engaging in any spiritual experience I could, devouring the information and teaching. I went along to the session and I found myself totally at ease. The session used traditional hypnotherapy, but I find now with divine heart meditation and my Akashic therapy, the method is quicker and easier. I had my session with a gifted therapist who trained with Michael Newton, and I would really recommend his books to anyone who's wishing to really explore this area. By allowing my thoughts to fade in this session, I found myself drifting in a beautiful guided visualization. To my surprise, I found myself in a room which looked like an amphitheater, and in front of me were three large TV screens. I was wearing a gown of shimmering white, and all around me was clean and clear, but very nondescript. I suddenly started to see the images on the screen. and my therapist began guiding and questioning me. What was I seeing? Well, I'm seeing myself on the last Egypt trip. I'm talking and teaching a small group outside the pyramids on Giza Plateau, I said. But then suddenly, I was seeing myself on a second and third screen, almost like a video playback. This was one event with three versions. My version, the students I was teaching version, and the cosmic universe version. And this was truly a moment to stop for reflection. And I realized that I could actually see this on all these different levels. And I realized that even though we're on this earthbound space, all realities are apparent. I could see the areas where I could have slowed the pace for discussion and also where I could have made more time for questions. And it made me think carefully about how I was teaching and how I was making time for my students. Because in the review process in this life zone, it came from many viewpoints, not just mine. My therapist was very skillful and she moved me through this journey. I could have sat there all day just viewing and reviewing. But now it was time to go to the next stage. And we came to a steel gate, and from nowhere, I could feel a friend in spirit beside me. It was a little surprising because I couldn't quite see her, but at the same time, I knew she was there with me. Suddenly, a door opened, and I moved forward, and I saw my version of the Akashic Library. The walls were all dark oak paneled, and the floor was black and white checked. Candles lit the area all around. It felt like I didn't have the real access codes to this place. I felt that I was just a little bit out of my depth, but at the same time, I was fascinated by the books I could see in the library. I wandered around a little, and I felt my friend in spirit sending so many blessings for me. Then when I was finished, I decided to return to my world, and I indicated that I had enough time in the session to my therapist. I returned still with a vivid vision and a feeling of this space and place. And it was at that point I realized that I was a librarian. I held the keys to the record houses, and these connected to many sacred sites. It was a big wake-up call and suddenly a fabulous realization that my soul had a bigger picture to play here on earth. And suddenly, all of the work that I'd been doing on my spiritual journey and the things that had happened in my life made a lot of sense. I began to seek this area out, and I would use my video screen method with my clients that were starting to come towards me. While working with a male client, George, we were looking at his life patterns. His life patterns of power, greed, and ego. He had been very, very successful in business. Yet every decade, it seemed, he would nearly lose it all and have to struggle back through the pattern of massive action and chaos relationships. As this had now happened three times in his current life, he was keen to change direction and seek a different kind of therapy. At first, we looked at his past lives, but nothing appeared to be significant to this particular cycle. There were many years spent as a warrior, and we took some amazing voyages to Rome, Greece, and even the pirates around the Caribbean. But still, the common thread or the lesson evaded us. On his next session, we agreed to go to the Life Between Lives area and read the scrolls or witness the three screens. George was skeptical about these fluffy clouds. However, he followed the plan. We went through his garden sanctuary and floated on a cloud till we reached his gateway. And his guide, with whom we'd met in many sessions before, was there to meet him. At first, we went to look at the TV screens. And true to form, a scene of battle and an army of men played around. I guided him to pay particular attention to the screen from which the cosmic viewing was taking place. We could see and feel the passion on the soldiers' faces, the relief when they fell, and we watched their soul energy rise out of their bodies. The guide that we were frequently walking through these veils of the Akashic therapy appeared beside us. But I noticed there was another figure that had stepped forward. And I asked George for confirmation of who he felt this was. Michael, he was definite. At that point, I totally saw the message. George worked in the Archangel Michael Legion or Department for Protection and Support of Warriors on the Earth Plane. And George described the viewing further. And then he said something interesting. He began to talk of honor and contract codes and how the karmic path of a warrior was to win victory or die on the field. This lesson for George, I felt, was the key and the missing link. And we stayed in this zone. I relaxed George further and we placed his contract scroll in front of him. And I also asked for the energy of Archangel Michael to explain what it meant to be a warrior spirit here on the earth. George heard his message that had been tangled in the loop for many lifetimes. George had originally had a contract of honor and to support warriors. However, with lifetimes of battles and killing, this had led to a buildup of karma, which had rolled from the next lifetime to the next lifetime, never clearing. Archangel Michael is there for protection. He's there to guide the warriors of peace. And this is where George had originally started out. And now George's heart was telling him he needed to stay safe and to be in trust. And this was why this recurring conflict was keep playing out in this present day life. George was actually testing the role. He was testing spirit. It was not until the loss became critical that George would turn to spirit and ask for help. And always, spirit had responded, George had been helped, and this was his confirmation. Because he'd missed this link to where he originally came from. I then asked George to rewrite the contract and create clarity with love, honor, and healing. We thanked his guides and returned to this lifetime. George felt lighter and, as he explained it, free. He had created chaos in relationships, forcing others to fight for contracts and then be ungraciously dismissed when they failed. He saw and felt clear relationships with his contract. And we laughed as we imagined how long he'd been running this timeline. So if you're exploring the life between life arena, what else can this help you with? Well, as I mentioned earlier, just knowing you're going to a safe space is so reassuring. And in recent years, you'll have noticed that there's some amazing books and you've heard amazing people's stories about their near-death experiences. How they died and for precious moments they were able to see themselves in physical form, but also understand the bigger picture of the universe. There are so many stories where they've seen themselves above the operating table in a hospital and they've had to make a choice to return to their body. When they return, it's as if they've had an epiphany moment and have their life's mission. At present, this mainly features around the medical field. As humans, we need science to reinforce these as believable stories. But with Akashic Therapy, you don't need to go into this area. You don't need a life-changing disease or drama to return to these messages. The way I would explain it is the process that we're seeing with these people is that their energy levels begin to gain more light. And as humans, we don't remember this, but our souls do. When you go into this area, you gain a capacity for light that is so great, and the mental brain, it would describe it as heavenly. And anyone can access this heaven. You just need to go and expand your light and go into your heart. And anyone who tells you that you will not go to a place of heaven, I'm afraid they're not telling the sacred truth. When I've worked with people that have had past lives, that have come across things, deeds that they have committed or committed suicide, they're totally shocked. But they always go to that same space. They go back into the video room. And although they're shocked, what I always witness is that they go into a kind of freeze. And this can often stay, they tell me, in this zone for many years of Earth in this incubation until they've gone through a great healing process and they're beginning to return to the earth to heal and clear their karmic contracts. So, what else can life between life help you with? Well, one of the things that I've been working on recently is living a life between the life between lives, which I know sounds totally confusing. But what I'm finding is that we're able to see and make changes and choices down here on the earth plane to aid our spiritual path. Normally, these choices would be really held till you passed and you incarnated in your next lifetime. It can feel a little bit of a duality, but this is 2014. So don't worry. This is totally on your ascension path and your plan for you. Because you may feel as if you've already lived several lifetimes. And actually, when we're looking at timeline of a person in a present life, actually, sometimes we are able to plot and see where they've had maybe a near-death experience or they've had a wake-up call. So we can see you've actually been living and returning in these lifetimes, cycle after cycle. My interview today is with Kim Jones, who did just that. She lived the dream life with all the glamour and followed the starlight with the late, amazing Whitney Houston. In Kim's Akashic Sessions, we were able to understand why she created this life and why she created a turning point in the road. In 2012, both her and Whitney had changes in their life paths. One stayed on the earth and one departed. And now Kim is bringing her message forward. She's really developing her wisdom and sharing what she learned. A step in the spiritual plan that she feels God and Spirit really created for her. So we're going to take a little break right now. And when I return, don't forget, I'll be answering some of the questions you've been sending me in. I'll be doing those Akashic readings. And if you want to connect to me, just reach out. AkashicTherapist@gmail.com or Amanda@AmandaRomania.com. I'll see you after this interview.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, send an email to Amanda@AmandaRomania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Welcome back to Akashic Therapy with Amanda Romania. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today. Her name is Kim Jones, and she lives in Los Angeles, California. In her early days, Kim followed her heart, and she joined the famous William Morris Agency in Beverly Hills, where she ended up representing the unforgettable Whitney Houston. Kim is currently working with new and upcoming stars and on her memoir, How to Save Your Soul, Living in the World of Rock and Roll. Welcome, Kim. Hi, how are you today?
I'm beautiful. Well, I'm alive, awake, and present, which is about all a girl can ask for, I think.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're with me today. I just wanted to share some time with you, and I know my listeners will be fascinated with your journey and also this new memoir, this new book. I think it's really exciting for many reasons. And what I want to know, Kim, you know, now you've taken to a life after the fast lane, but what inspired you to wake up to this spiritual quest?
Well, I'm not sure it was inspiration. It was more like I was getting my butt kicked over and over and over. You know, it was about 1998, and my superstar client was smoking crack and making my life miserable. And my boss was coming after me because I wasn't adhering to his casting couch. And my soulmate husband, that dream was turning out to be better left a fairy tale. So, you know, after a while, I just woke up one day going, what is this? And why isn't it all going the way I planned? You know, I had this big job and this big life, and I traveled the world, and I married my dream man, and I lived in my dream house, and I was not happy at all. So, you know, each time I was like a little monkey on, you know, trying to reach the golden ring, and each time I tried to reach it, it just slipped right through my greedy little hands.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess with that, well, I describe it sometimes as reaching and going through your own personal tsunami.
Yes.
From every side, you know, it's like, if I can just get something balanced in this life. So what was the moment where you had either your epiphany or your last straw that you said, you know, I'm turning to something a little bit different, I'm turning to meditation, or I'm just going to have to rewrite this? What was your moment?
Well, it came upon me gradually. I mean, what started to happen was is that as it became to start, you know, spiraling faster and faster, the tsunami kept coming in, right? That my body started to react. I started to get asthma and allergies, and all these interesting things started to happen to me physically. But I knew something in me, that voice, right, that I had drowned out for so many years because I was so busy, as I said, on that merry-go-round grabbing for the ring. That voice was saying, if you don't get out, you're going to die. Now, maybe not literally, but, you know, figuratively, my soul was going to die. I was going to have to make a choice. And, you know, I know that's a bit over the top, traumatic, but, you know, I'm a Hollywood girl, so my life is all, you know, it was about over-the-top drama, sex and drugs and superstars and power and love and loss. And, you know, I lived it and I loved it and I hated it and couldn't run fast enough from it in the end. So I just started to, all of these things started to happen that were pushing me away from that life and on to my spiritual journey. And I started to pay attention. And I started to read and study, and, you know, I'm a huge Joseph Campbell fan, and I started to read more and more of Joseph Campbell about all the signs that are all around us and blasting at us from other realms all the time, pushing us down our path. And I walked away. I swallowed the red pill and woke my you-know-what up and walked away.
Wow. Because that's the thing. It's like you swing from these pendulums. And
yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to have that wake up. You know, a lot of people, to have their awakening, they've had these near-death experiences. And sometimes we can be having those near-death experiences while we're here on this earth without having to go into comas. If we just, like you say, wake up and look for the signs. So you...
Yeah, you know, I was saying Joseph Campbell's my main man, and I have a lot of... I started writing down a lot of his, you know, work where he kind of took all of our mythic clues from our stories and our movies and our this and our that and you know, put them out there and said, look, here are the clues. Here's, you know, and he wrote something which I loved. He said, when I wrote about the call 40 years ago, I was writing out of what I had read. Now I've lived it, and I know it's correct. these mythic clues work. And that's how I feel, that the signs are everywhere and the clues are there. And we just have to stop, slow down, be still, and pay attention. And it'll lead us on the road we're supposed to walk.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that that was the inspiration for you to sit down and write your book?
Well, it took 12 years for me to finally sit down. But what happened was, is death was kind of stalking me in 2012. You know, Whitney died. And then a few months later, I almost died on my birthday, choking on a piece of steak in a restaurant, celebrating with all my friends. I mean, literally, the chef came out and was doing the Heimlich maneuver, and it was five times. I was going limp. I was dying, like you said, the near-death experience. And finally, he did it so forcefully, he broke. You could hear my ribs breaking. So I had that. And then 2 months later after that, my little rescued dog named Louis Vuitton got hit by a car in front of my house and died. And it was something clearly, death was clearly trying to get my attention, to wake up, pay attention. And then once I realized something is trying to tell me something, I started on this, you know, kind of search. And then I started to find all these clues about what I needed to write that were just popping up everywhere in my garage, in the old boxes, you know, that I'd written things down 14 years earlier when I was at William Morris and this and that. And I finally sat down and said, it's time to write this. So this is coming out. One way or the other, this story is coming out. Mm-hmm. And it was never about writing a tell-all about my famous client. It was more about writing about my life and the transformation, you know, from a kick-ass Hollywood girl to a mystic seeker and how that happened.
Yeah. I can see that because that's the thing of coming through with that book, and I believe that sometimes we have to write these, what I call, we're writing these spiritual checks. And basically when you've got, you know, like you said, you've got death at the door and you've got to get this book. It's actually in your Akashic record that you came to do this. Because, you know, sometimes we think that we're there by accident working with people, you know, in show business, or we're there because of just something that we did. But actually when we go into their records, we find that actually there's a lot of karmic connections there that were created, and, you know, I guess you're stepping into fulfilling part of your destiny with this book.
Yeah, it's so fascinating, Amanda, because, you know, as I said, the first call to adventure, once again, Joseph Campbell, the first call to adventure was back years earlier in 1986. I had a series of things that I was in Denver and I was finishing law school, and all these things started to happen to push me out to Hollywood. And interestingly enough, I had gone to see an astrologer, and she had said all of these things that were just blowing my mind. You know, there I had been in a car accident, which had me have to withdraw from the bar exam. And she was telling me, why did you do this? Why did you do that? And I thought, oh my God, she's amazing. And then she said to me, you're going to write a book. And I looked at her, and in my mind, I thought, well, okay, she was right about everything else, but I don't know what she's talking about with that. But, you know, here it is 26 years later, and I've written the book finally. So she was right.
Yeah, she was right, that lady.
She was right.
All those years ago. I know, sometimes because, you know, astrologers and, you know, other clairvoyants and things like that, they can pick up that is there for you. It's like a sacred key or a code that's above your head. And mm-hmm. I believe that we're taking these journeys to, you know, bring these sacred books, to bring these imprints. And it's the lessons and, I guess, the courage and the journey and all those different things that are I believe are coded into books. I think they're there. So what was the most powerful lesson you learned from writing your story?
I think the most powerful lesson, when I look back on this whole process that's been, you know, a couple years now, is about that this, number one, the signs are being, you know, they're being sent to us all the time, blasted from other realms, and that how powerful connecting the dots can be. You know, one of my favorite quotes is from Steve Jobs, who says, you know, again, you can't connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. You call it karma, the universe, your gut, destiny, whatever. You know, and he said that that approach always worked for him and made all the difference in his life. And that's, when I wrote that story and connected all these dots, looking back, I thought, wow, there's something really powerful going on here.
And did you feel it was a kind of a healing? Was it, because obviously you lived this, you know, this dream life for quite a while, and, you know, this superstardom, whatever word you want to use, but that became your family. And then obviously 2012, which was, they talk about the Mayan calendar of wake-ups, but from my experience, I know there's a lot of people out there, authors, my clients, had a lot of their personal tsunamis around 2012. Did you feel that writing this book and going through that process was healing for that?
Oh, I can't even tell you what it has done for me in my life. I mean, when I first sat down, as I said, you know, I had all that death in 2012, so I didn't sit down till the end of 2012. But circumstances were definitely pushing me. It's like everything was being taken away. And I knew, once again, that voice was saying, sit down and write this out. And having to go back and connect those dots. But also, when you're writing a memoir, you have to be authentic and honest and real. You can't just gloss over your own stuff. You've got to really dig deep. And I felt like when I first sat down to write it, it's like, okay, give me an IV of tequila in one arm and Chardonnay in the other. Okay, I'm ready to go. It was,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so, I mean, I had to dig really deep. But once I did and once I got through it, it was like this beautiful weight lifted off of me. And things that had been suppressed and pushed down and not looked at were finally dissolving and gone. And one of the things that I think really I came out of it with about, as I said, connecting those dots, was another, you know, it's the philosophy of amor fati, or the love of your fate. You know, whatever comes your way, whatever is there, is exactly what you need. It's exactly what you need for your own evolution and elevation. And if you look at it that way, boy, what a privilege. It's like you look at it with such a different lens that, oh, this is here. Well, it may not look so great and it may be difficult, but I need it. And you walk through it with such a strength that it changes everything. That's what happened when I wrote the book.
Oh, I'm really inspired. I'm looking forward to reading it. So obviously you've got your book. Have you got any dates on publications yet?
No, I'm finally, I have a wonderful agent. I got a great literary agent, and she and I have been working about with final revisions, and now it's ready to be, it's going out to publishers, and hopefully, and I know it's going to land in exactly the right home at exactly the right time. So I'm just letting it find its way. So hopefully it'll be out. My feeling is this is going to come out, you know, at the beginning of next year.
Yeah. So we're looking at 2014, 2015.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And sometimes it can take that, you know, that little bit of time, like I say, for it to find the right home. I know you and I have worked in the Akashic zone of your life between lives, you know, your higher purpose, your greater purpose. And that's how I can identify that, yes, this is a book, it's a story, it's a tale. However, there is something a little bit deeper, a little bit more sacred in this book. And it's that integrity and honesty that I think will really engage with the right publisher and the right audience, that will take them on a little bit of a further journey. Because a lot of us came through that time, the 80s, the 90s, when we look back, but it's a case of now we're in this area of consciousness. how can we look back on those times and take the learning rather than saying, oh, yeah, that was a fabulous time, everyone had fun, you know, push it to one side. Those were times of quickening, and I guess when we're looking back in this in another 30 years' time, we'll see this as a point of ascension and growth. So you've got your book next, and I know you work with private clients.
I do work with private clients. Still, you know, right now it seems that I have a lot of private clients in the entertainment, you know, music world, but I'm open to working with anyone. I mean, like you said, I think that there's something when you look back and you go, okay, why was I in that time? Well, something has come to me about, you know, this age that we're in where this whole concept of having to hit the high notes, you know, Whitney, I feel like, you know, people like Whitney and Michael Jackson and a lot of them, you know, they were under such pressure to hit those high notes again and again and again and again and again that they couldn't survive it. You know, they couldn't survive it. And I think that that's something our whole culture is going through right now. You know, we're all expected to have a gazillion followers on YouTube and Facebook, and we're all supposed to be a celebrity in our own life. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
And we need that, you know, we need that spiritual place to, I guess, rest. Now, if someone wants to reach out to you, Kim, where can they reach you?
Well, you know, my agent told me I have to get off my butt and do this social media thing. And I'm like, really? Okay. So I finally put up my Facebook page, which is How to Save Your Soul Living in the World of Rock and Roll. So you can go to that page. Or my email is buddhajones, BUDDHAJONES, @me.com.
Oh, fabulous. Kim, thank you so, so much for sharing some time with me. You're an amazing communicator, and I love that you're such a realist on the spiritual journey. I know you are going to touch a lot of people's lives with this work and this book, so best of luck for the future.
Amanda, thank you so much. You have been an inspiration to me, and I adore you, and I know we'll be working a lot together in the future.
Good. I look forward to it. And now, back to my listeners, we are going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to be taking those questions about your life between lives and really understanding what your soul came to learn, teach, and talk about.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You are listening to Akashic Therapy, Unlock the Records of Your Soul with Amanda Romania. To reach the show today, send an email to amanda@amandaromania.com. Now, back to Akashic Therapy.
Hi there, welcome back. My name is Amanda Romania, and today I am talking about the Akashic Records and how working with your records can really empower your spiritual journey in life. How working in this area of life between lives and understanding how that works can really assist in greater clarity. So now into my questions and answers session, and I've been so well supported. People have been reaching out from all over the world because this is a program that you can download later. So it's been great to share some time and review the things that they have to say. And I had a really wonderful message from Germany last week. And it's a really amazing lady, Nadine, who's been working on her Akashic Records. And we were talking about music and frequency, and she's really been working with the book Akashic Therapy. And she wrote to me and she said, Amanda, we were watching the Disney movie Frozen, and all of a sudden I was hearing the song Let It Go, and I was thinking of your book. And when I was doing my first show, I think we were talking about how Disney characters can sometimes help us on our way. They can come through as power animals. So what I'm going to do is look more into that movie and more into that song. So I think it's a little bit of an affirmation. If you've got something that's holding you back and you want to work with your records, turn to music, turn to the vibration of sound. It really can help. And if watching a Disney movie really helps, I think that's a fabulous way to spend some time really healing and clearing. So today's first question is with Joan. She wrote to me to ask, Amanda, in the life between lives, do I meet family who've passed over? Okay, Joan. So what I've found is that when we go into present lives, the garden sanctuary, and we create the circles and we invite the spirit guides and we invite the energy of family guides and our ancestors back, yes, we always meet and greet the family members that are waiting to connect with us, the family members that have passed over. And also I have to mention the family members that are waiting to come towards us. So we often see the new baby energy souls there. But what I found in the life between lives is that there's often a guardian waiting, and this can be your guardian angel. This can be one of your family members in spirit, or it may be a spirit or a guru that's been waiting for you to pass through. But it's often an energy that you will recognize so that you feel comfortable. Because remember, these guardians make sure that the doors are open and that the doors are there for you to return back. So what I would say is that the reason that you may not meet a family member in the life between lives area is that they may have passed through this incubation process and they may have gone through to the next space of where they need to be working. So unless you really work with them one-on-one or you work in the same department, it may be that you work with Archangel Raphael's Legion of Healing Angels. You may not see this family member going through. There are always ways for souls to connect, and you just have to know that the right space and time is there for them. Your message today from the Akashic Oracle is one of this. Your angels and your guides are really asking you to have some peace, to find some peace, and to listen with claircognizance. And claircognizance is around that crown chakra area on the top of your head. It's just a knowing. What they're saying is if you really want to connect with family that have passed over, this is an area you can do this from. So place yourself in a place of peace. Find that claircognizance, and they ask you to begin creative writing. Communicate with your family. I know it sounds strange, but just knowing the messages that they're sending of peace and love, that can be so reassuring. So next one, George. How does this life between life work with my karma contracts? Okay, George. So imagine that you have all your deeds in front of you, and you can go through the process of examining what you did or what you did not do to bring action or bring this relationship into balance. Remember that karma can be positive or negative, and I wouldn't say it's good or bad. It's just one or the other, and we're all about rebalancing this wheel of life. So what they're saying to you is if you imagine everything from your past lives through your timelines in front of you, it's simply a case of relooking at it, checking the list, checking it twice, and then reevaluating what you need to adapt into your next incarnation. That's why it's really a blessing that we can go to this zone now, just to check this area out, because you could be missing something off your list. And you may go through your whole lifetime avoiding this. And when you've been to this life between life area, you get a clarity. It may not be the easiest of experiences on your spiritual path. It may be about speaking your truth. It may be about really opening your heart up to love. But if you miss that opportunity, guess what? You have to do it in your next lifetime. So why not have some other adventures in your next lifetimes? Or if you're really working on your ascension path, you should be cleaning and clearing your records now. The message from the Akashic Oracle for you today, George, is focus on your crystal clear intentions. I think you've got a few transitions coming up, especially in career. And for that, you're really going to have to look at some chakra clearing. So if you've got some toxic relationships in your current work position, and you're stepping into a new zone that really is going to help with your life changes, then it's all about balancing and clearing those chakra energies. Next one is, will I find my destiny path? And this is from Lauren. So you will find your current earth contracts and the lessons you came to learn. And this gives you insight on the role that you can play. A higher vibration purpose will stay the same, but the 3D job, your day job, that can change. I find most people so confused changing their 3D jobs because they're thinking it doesn't follow with their spiritual path. Well, guess what? Often your spiritual path is the one that's overshadowing and really behind the scenes guiding this. I spent many years in retail, so I learned how to deal with people, especially children, refitting their shoes. I worked in cosmetics, helping them, you know, create the faces and the images and see the different archetypes that they wanted to be. And I had a passion about books. I loved going to the library. I loved buying books. I loved writing short stories. So when I started to put all of my spiritual therapies together, guess what? A lot of my practical retail business experience really, really helped. I was doing a business doctorate and I switched to metaphysics. So that can give you an idea of the kind of switches and the changes that can happen in your life. I also often work with spiritual teachers who are really on their path now to find their destiny, their new guides and masters for the next step in the journey. And when you enter this zone of life between lives, you often find these new guides and they will take you to the places that you work in. And when you've gone to these healing and clearing zones on the video screens, you get such great clarity. What I also find is that you can also help build your destiny with it. Because once you understand the big picture, you can see how your life will resonate with this. And I actually wrote my signature branding program to allow this mapping. I took everything from my spiritual world of knowledge. I took everything from my business world. And I put it together in a program that helped business people adapt spiritual practices into their work. And spiritual practicing people have some greater business skills. Because I've walked in both worlds and I see myself as a bridge. So if that's something that appeals to you, make sure you email me today. Okay, next one, moving on quickly. And before I go, Lauren, your message was follow your path, find your comfort, and start looking around Archangel Raphael. He's really reaching out with some angel therapy and some messages of healing that really may help you work with people around yourself. Next question is from Brenda. What if my energy gets stuck in this zone? That's an interesting one. And actually, Brenda, that was my fear when I first started to do this. Because when you're using mental hypnotherapy, which is a method that is great, however, sometimes it takes you through the mental zone and it doesn't necessarily lend itself to the guides and all the other dimensions. And sometimes you can find yourself getting a little bit held back, not knowing which way to lead yourself forward in the Akashic zones and then lead yourself going back. So what I always say is using the heart method. Using this heart method, it allows you to see it in a very, very gentle way, where you don't necessarily have to have any fear or any perceived views on this. What you find is that you're just starting to take that journey, and you're starting to take it in a way, in a space that every door is familiar with you. Often when I take people through in this zone, they're often very familiar with the things that they're seeing. They're familiar with the guardians, the gatekeepers. They're familiar with certain gifts or crystals or words that come to them. And the reason is that somewhere in your mental state, and it's probably on your right brain, which is your right brain is your creativity, and it doesn't have those, like what I call chattering monkeys going on. When you're in that area of that right brain, everything starts to open up and it starts to access. And that's why when we're doing that kind of Akashic therapy method, we're really focusing on the golden cord. And it's that golden cord that goes up high into the universe and then deep down. This is what I call an access code. And this will always keep you safe. So there's no need to worry about your energy getting stuck. And if you're thinking about astral travel and you're traveling in your sleep into the different dimensions, always do an affirmation of intention to take you out and bring you back. And by the way, I always have a little teeny tiny crystal skull. Mine's made of rose quartz. I put it on my bedside and I just let that collect the knowledge, connect the messages, connect the wisdom. So Brenda, this is a message for you. You've overcome those difficult times. You're finding this harmony. And the reason that you're accessing this is sometimes that a new child or a new gift of new life or a new timeline is starting to appear to you. And that's why you're sensing that you're stepping into a new zone and that, oh my goodness, can I go back to the old ways? Which is a big fear that we often have. So that's all. We're coming up to the end of our questions, and I hope that's really helped. And that's about all I have time for on Akashic Therapy for the Soul this week. Next week, I'm super excited because I'm going to be talking about the Akashic Records and what they hold for your future incarnations. Future incarnations can be extensions of your present life, but they can also be your next incarnation. So imagine you're in that life between life role and you're gathering your tools and your contracts ready to make the leap of faith. My guest next week that I'll be interviewing is Susan Garcia, and she's a social media entrepreneur and a messenger for peace through divinity. Since the age of 5 years old, Susan was involved in connecting to spiritual masters around the world. She connected her business background and her higher calling and created her Prayers for Peace message. Her network is global and she connects every day with over 110,000 people on her Facebook page. If you're interested in booking an appointment for an Akashic session, please just email me. Let me know when you're available and I'll work out some appointments with you. And I often run classes here in Sedona. And I also am planning to have some one-day Akashic record sessions and workshops and two-day workshops where I'll teach you to read for others. So if this resonates with you, you can email me here at amanda@amandaromania.com or visit my website, www.amandaromania.com. You can buy my books, simply find out more about my work. Please just reach out, connect with me, Facebook, Twitter, or just join on my email list. I'm really here to help you, and my mission is really about bringing these kinds of energies forward for you, these ascension energies that can really help you to return home to your source of creation or to lift yourself off this wheel of life, so to speak, and really receive the blessings that are here for you when you're working on your mission. So remember, when you heal those karmic records, clear those binding contracts, you really gain the freedom to create and manifest your destiny here upon the earth and really contribute to the consciousness of the planet in a positive way. It's really been a pleasure spending time with you. So until next week, just take a little time. Just take a moment to yourself. Tune into your heart and ask yourself, is there a secret you wish to unlock? in your soul's spiritual journey. Until the next time, may many, many blessings be with you. And this has been Amanda Romania sharing her Akashic message with you.
Thank you for tuning in to Akashic Therapy. Please join Amanda Romania again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Together, we'll explore another key to unlock the happiness that's within you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.